From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Friday, December 19th. Federal protections for California's gray wolves could be rolled back under a proposal from a North State congressman. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Surveys show most Californians support the reappearance of gray wolves, but as conflicts between wolves and humans escalate, many North State residents are increasingly worried, especially ranchers and residents with wolf packs nearby. As the number of wolves has grown, reports of livestock being killed have also increased. In October, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife euthanized 4 wolves from a pack known to have killed at least 70 animals over a 6-month period. In a statement, LaMalfa says wolves have largely recovered in the U.S. That's mostly true, but according to the latest Fish and Wildlife Census, there are only about 70 wolves total in California, almost all in northern counties. They once thrived statewide. If federal protections are removed, wolves would still be protected under California's own Endangered Species Act. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
A man was sentenced in Butte County on Thursday on a felony hate crime charge for verbally attacking an Action News Now reporter in September. A Butte County Superior Court judge ordered Keanu Seychow to serve 2 years of formal probation and 212 days in the county jail. He'll also need to pay $2,200 in restitution for damage to the reporter's equipment. Chico is celebrating the winter solstice with a clothing swap. It's happening this Sunday at the Chico Women's Club. Activist Claire Fong is asking community members to give their unwanted clothes a second life and reduce waste.
It is a joyful gathering where people are coming together and they're doing something good for the environment and they're doing something that is promoting social justice, whether they know it or not.
Fong states that most thrift store donations end up in landfills or are shipped to developing countries, shifting the problem elsewhere.
Clothing swaps are a really great way to keep clothing and textiles within our community and to redistribute things in a more equitable way. And it's free. Like, what's more equitable than free?
The event welcomes all ages, genders, and body types. It starts at 10:30 in the morning. A group working to bring a medical school to the North State met this week in Redding. The Rural Northern California Medical Education Consortium gathered at Simpson University as part of an effort to address the region's lack of healthcare providers and services. Members told news outlet KRCR they're taking a long view, estimating it could take up to 10 years to establish a school. If successful, it would be the only medical school between Sacramento and Portland. The U.S. Labor Department released better-than-expected inflation numbers this week, but as NSPR's Andre Bayek reports, many Americans say they're still struggling.
A new NPR-PBS Marist poll shows nearly half of Americans list prices as their top concern. They're also worried about job security, tariffs, and housing costs. In California, economic experts at UCLA say building permits have stagnated in a state facing a housing crisis. And local economies are starting to feel the pain of President Donald Trump's aggressive immigration agenda. That's because deportations tend to dampen spending and affect jobs in construction, agriculture, and hospitality. The school's December Anderson forecast predicts that the state's unemployment rate will continue to trudge along at around 5.5% through next year. The forecast shows things might start getting better at the end of 2026. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Another red light camera in Chico went live this week. It's at the major intersection of Esplanade and East Avenues. If a driver is captured running a red light there, they'll be sent a $465 ticket in the mail. Cameras are also active at the intersections of Esplanade and First Avenues, just north of Monca, and Mangrove and East 9th Avenues, just south of S&S Market. Cameras at two other intersections are still in the warning phase. If fall felt colder than usual in the North State, the fog may be to blame. The National Weather Service says temperatures from September through November were actually slightly above average, but persistent fog carries moisture that cools the body, making it feel colder than it really is. Forecasters say incoming rain and wind should help clear the fog, which has been lingering in the valley for several weeks. And those were your headlines for Friday, December 19th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.